right, 33 after the hour. Back in Black. You know why I'm playing that? Because the Blacklist is coming back in September, and that's their theme song rolling back around. The Blacklist. Don't get on Red's list. My next guest, Mike Hughes, TV critic extraordinaire. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. And you know, even though this is like sort of near the end of summer, a little bit near the end of summer, it means that actually we're getting near the end of a lot of TV series. So it's funny. You got to kind of keep an eye out for season finales. And you don't think of that as August as being the end of seasons. But, you know, I've been talking about the show Murder in the First, which is the show that you don't watch because you're watching Longmire. You know?
Right, which, of course, that's over now.
Okay. How was the finale last week?
Really good.
Good. Okay. Did they catch the guy who killed his wife? Or?
Not yet.
Okay, but that's what you predicted. You said they'd almost catch him.
Yeah, almost get there and just hang you off. You know, same way that, like, the Blacklist, all these shows that are popular, they hang you right off the cliff and say, we'll see you in a few weeks. Goodbye.
Someday they'll catch him. Yeah, next summer they'll catch him, maybe. But and Monk, incidentally, went on like that for 7 years before the guy who killed his wife. So,
on which one?
Monk.
Oh, yeah.
M-O-N-K, that was a good show that was on cable for a long time. But the one tonight, Murder in the First, it's that one we're going to catch the killer tonight. It's a 10-week series. This is the finale tonight. It's a really good show. So honestly, even if you haven't seen the other 9 episodes, you got to stick around. You know, it's always good to see killers get caught. And it's at 10 o'clock on TNT. That's the season finale. Right before, at 9 o'clock, is the season finale of Major Crimes. A bunch of other shows are wrapping up. I mean, Thursday night, these two really good documentary series, this is The 60s and New York Med, both have their season finales. Last Comic Standing has its season finale, picks a winner. And there's only 2 episodes left of True Blood ever. Have you ever seen True Blood?
I have not.
Okay, so here you go. You've lasted this long, 7 years, you haven't seen True Blood.
Good me.
You've missed all these vampires, all these werewolves and so forth. It's all coming to a big crescendo of a close this Sunday and next Sunday. You got to see it.
Really? And what's it going to do for me?
It's going to probably, in your case, it's going to make you glad you didn't see the other 7 years.
Yeah, there you go. See, I mean,
it's a good show, but you have to really like vampires.
Right. Well, I don't think I taste that good. I got to be honest with you.
Incidentally, they're starting a bunch of new shows too, and most of them are just silly shows. You know, like Tuesday night, the guys from Kiss started an arena football league team, believe it or not, and they have a reality show about the first season. That's at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays on AMC. And there's a bunch of other reality shows like that throughout the week that are starting. But the one I wanted to tell you about is not. It's a fictional show called Legends. It's at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. It premieres on TNT. And this is one of these really good ones. Sean Bean, a really, really good British actor, plays an undercover FBI agent. And I would say that watch this one. Bean is terrific. It's a very strong show. And you know, it's good to see in the middle of all this nonsense, here's a show that has no werewolves, no vampires, no reality show, no guys from Kiss, just really, really good drama.
I'm still confused about the whole Kiss thing. They started a team.
Yeah, you know, there was no professional football league team in Los Angeles at all. So there's still no NFL team, but there's this one that's called the Arena Football League, and it's a legitimate league. It's the one where Kurt Warner used to play, and the wide-open games they play. So Kiss actually started an expansion franchise. They called the team the Los Angeles Kiss, and they located it in L.A. It's been playing this last summer, and they announced that they were going to have great attendance, and they were going to win the championship. And they got 1 out of 2, and I think you can guess which one they got.
They got great attendance.
They got great. Second best attendance in the league. Only Tampa Bay topped them, but they won 3 and lost 15. You don't just start a team and announce you're going to win a championship.
Well, sure you do, if you're Gene Simmons. I mean, let's be honest. The one thing about Gene Simmons, I'll tell you this.
These guys came up in Hollywood, they talked to us, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, and these guys just go on and on. They are so confident about everything, you know. It genuinely surprised him, I think, when he didn't win the games. But they threw every Kiss-like thing they could. Colorful uniforms, sexy cheerleaders, guys on BMX bikes. They had fireworks. They had a rock concert at the end of the year.
Sure.
They did absolutely everything but win football games.
Well, you know, that's just an aside, Michael. Come on now.
Okay. Yeah. And there was a proposal that they have all the players wear Kiss makeup, but they finally went far. Some ideas go even too far for Kiss.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, what do you got for must-watches this week?
For must-watch, I would say Thursday night, watch the finale of Last Comic Standing. Even if you haven't seen anything else, these are three terrific comedians going into the finale. One of them's going to win. It's 2 hours, 9 to 11 o'clock on Thursday on NBC. You're going to laugh a lot during those 2 hours.
All right. Mike, I appreciate your input.
Okay, have a good time. See ya. Right,
there you go. Mike Hughes, our TV aficionado and so forth.